The Salmon Inland Fisheries Forum is an important forum for the department to seek advice from the sector. The sector is in fact quite a diverse one, and it represents very diverse views, and it is fair to say that those views aren't always consensual, because they are naturally coming at this from very different points of view. That in itself is quite an important function to reflect to the department, that we understand that. It was established following the demise or the closure of the FCB in order to allow us to try to engage some way in a sensible, coordinated and structured way with the sector. In terms of the actual meeting in January, as I understand it, there wasn't sufficient representation at that meeting in order to get the views of the widest range of the sector. And therefore they've called this special meeting in February in order to do that. It is an important forum. I understand your point you're making about whether it's effective or not, so that's perhaps a different issue, but it is the main forum through which the voice and the diversity of those voices of the sector can be advised to the department.
In regard to a number of other issues, quite concerned, I think Mr. Hoshin sort of raised a concern as well around the complete closure of rivers as a balance, you know, as one of your consultation options. Do you not see a concern there that a complete closure of rivers from angling should it be on catch and release basis if the responsible angler isn't out there bailiffing their own waters, that there's a larger threat to the illegal netting, illegal killing of fish? You know, anglers are actually probably one of the best bailiffs and policemen on their own stretches of river, and to go from complete cessation and closure would actually have a more adverse effect.
That point has been well made, and continues to be well made. The consultation, my point was that a consultation must consider all options. Those points will, I imagine, be well made during that consultation and inform the decision. I simply made the point that it must be an option.
Sorry about just making a point, but it's not a very wise one. The last one, if I think, and you referred to as well, is your Bush Mills research station. Is it served its purpose? Is there more work for it to do? Or is it having an adverse effect on the salmon on the Bush River as well?
It is only because of the monitoring at Bushmills Salmon Station, which has led the way internationally and flagged up